KOME, that was a Tulsa station?
Yes.
Well, what call letters did that transfer to? Eventually that station became something else. We don't know if KOME.
Oklahoma's Magic Empire.
That's what it was known for.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what year it faded away, but KFMJ was becoming strong about that time, which was Fred and Mary Jones. Even though I had been on the radio all through those public school years, when I went to OU, it was still being assumed that I would take over the family business because I had grown up in the store. After school, I would go to the store and wait on customers. At first, I would greet them at the door like a greeter at Walmart. But when I grew old enough, I was actually selling handkerchiefs and tablecloths. But I still, in my mind, thought that I would probably be continuing to run the store. And that's why I enrolled as a business major. But after 1 year of participating in some of the campus broadcasts at OU, I became more interested in making a career of that. So freshman year, I was home for the Christmas holidays. At that time, TU was developing a national reputation for the broadcasting curriculum that Ben Henneke was responsible for starting. And he had gotten W.G. Skelly to donate a station to the university, KWGS, William Grove Skelly. It went on the air in 1947. If I had gone to TU right from the beginning, after high school graduation, I would have been there when the station actually went on the air. But at any rate, I came home at Christmas time and wanted to look further into the TU curriculum because also my parents were getting much too old to be running the business, but they hadn't found a way to retire. So Ben showed me around the brand new KWGS studios and the rest of Kendall Hall. He was about the only person on the campus during the holidays. That's the kind of worker that he was. Just from what he was showing me, I was convinced, especially since my parents could use me here at home, that I should transfer to TU. And I finished that semester. I was a business major for just 1 year, and I made the decision to change to broadcasting at the beginning of the second year. So I had one semester as a broadcasting major at OU. And then switched to TU to continue pursuing that. As a result of nobody buying our store, we just had to dissolve by selling to the bare walls. Out of college, I was hired by KMUS in Muskogee in June, and I worked there for 11 months. In the summer, between the sophomore and junior year of college, I took a summer job at KWON in Bartlesville, which was one of the primary training places, as it worked out, for many Oklahoma announcers. They would go to work at Bartlesville for the Case family, C-A-S-E. It was run by Mr. Case, but really run by his wife. And she was quite a woman. She was very much business. I was hired for the summer, but at the end of the summer, she did all she could to get me to stay there, and that I didn't need a college education. And fortunately, I was not taken by that flattery.